Amen. I have seen what he can do. Have you ever heard that? They say you need to see it to believe it. Right? Praise God. You need to see it to believe it. Some of you people from Missouri. Amen. The show me state. Amen. We'll believe it, but you're going to have to show it to us. We're going to have to see it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's kind of like Thomas. He said, I'm going to have to see it for myself. I'm going to have to see it for myself. Well, let me tell you what. I've experienced it for myself, and I know what God can do. I know what God can do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at the book of Psalms tonight and read a verse or two here in the book of Psalms. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Book of Psalms, you with me? Amen. Chapter 25. Book of Psalms, chapter 25. One little verse is all I'm going to read to you here in this for our text tonight. Psalms 25. Amen. Verse 14. Verse 14. Amen. Lord helping me tonight. My voice is not very strong and fighting allergies right now. It's that time of year for me when the allergies just really get the best of me. So, amen, we'll just deliver what we can, all right? Book of Psalms, chapter 25 and verse 14, reads like this. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Amen. Praise God. Discovering something. Have you ever, you've probably read, I don't know, maybe you've discovered something before. There's been those that have discovered new planets, those that have discovered stars in the universe. They've discovered new galaxies. They've discovered great things in our natural environment that we live. They've made great discoveries. They've made great discoveries in medicine, right? It's amazing. It sometimes just amazes me. The discoveries that are made in science, amen. If you ever look to see how many patents have come out of NASA and the space program, some people say, well, we spend too many millions and billions and trillions of dollars putting people on the moon, and what good did it do us putting people on the moon? But what we don't realize is there are so many different patents that are in use today for every one of us that was discovered while preparing to put man on the moon in our space program. And those discoveries have made our life better on our everyday level. Man, we use those things all of the time in our own everyday life, but they were discovered in the NASA program, in the space program. And discoveries, when you discover something, I mean, we still consider Christopher Columbus a hero. He was a discoverer. He discovered America, right? Discovered this, all of this. Amen. And what have you discovered lately? Hey, what have you discovered? I discovered the other day that I'm out of shape. It was a very traumatic discovery for me. Very, very difficult discovery. But what discoveries have you made lately? Let me ask you, in your walk with the Lord, what discoveries have you uncovered lately? What have you uncovered and discovered lately in your walk with God? In a growing and relationship with the Lord, amen, I find that there's new discoveries all the time. Amen. We discover that there's something new in God that we did not know. all the time. We find that there are greater reaches of God's love than what we would have, than what we ever, never knew, right? We find and we discover that the mercy and grace of God is far greater than what we had ever imagined. Maybe you knew the grace of God, but you never knew the limitations. Amen. We look up in the sky, we see the outer space, we see moon and stars, and we think it's all there. But we never would, but what the great discoveries they find that is far beyond what we could imagine, far beyond what we can see with our own eye. But they look way beyond the galaxy and they say, man, there's something else out there. And it's a great discovery. That's what I feel about the grace of God and the mercy of God. That, you know, when you think that you know the grace of God, suddenly, amen, a whole nother realm of his grace is opened up to you, and you discover that God's grace is greater than you had ever known. And the mercy of God is greater than you had ever known. Amen. It's like a new discovery, right? Like discovering a new frontier in God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. Amen. The Bible there in the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 14 tells us, amen, it talks about the secrets of the Lord. The secrets of the Lord. Do you know the Lord's got secrets? Yeah. Remember, how many of you hate people that tell secrets? Tell you what, amen, those that tell, I like people that know how to keep a secret, right? But here it says, the secret is the Lord's. You know, the Lord's got some secrets. He's got some secrets that maybe that we're not aware of. And certainly people that do not know the Lord are not aware of these secrets. You only discover the secrets of the Lord in a relationship with God. When you read that verse, it says the secrets of the Lord is with them that fear him. The ones that have come close to God are the ones that know the secret. You know, how many of you tell your secrets to a total stranger? Yeah. How many of you share your secrets with somebody that you don't even know? But it's those that begin to know God on a more intimate level, in a relationship with God, that they get to know the secrets of the Lord. Notice it says, and he will show them his covenant. Yeah. Amen. There's things about God that is revealed to those that serve God and love God. Yeah. Those on the outside looking in, they don't have any idea. They don't have a clue about what we're talking about. They look on, and to them, it is just a total misunderstanding. They don't have any knowledge of it. They cannot grasp what it is to know God. But to those of you that have known the Lord, and those of you that serve God, and those of you that are in a relationship with God, amen, he has begun to show you his secrets. And you've begun to discover something in God on a regular basis, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. A new discovery. A new discovery. Amen. If I could talk to you tonight just a little bit, amen, about a new discovery. Amen. I don't know what it is that you need to discover from the Lord tonight. I don't know what it is. Maybe there's something that you've discovered that I have not yet discovered in my life. Maybe there's some secret of God that's been revealed to your heart that yet my life has not yet been revealed. That maybe I don't have that understanding. But I find that in the trials of my life and the everyday occurrences of my life and just my walk with the Lord, amen, that on a regular basis there's a new discovery, amen, waiting for me in God. Seems like every time I open up the Word of God, there is a new discovery in the Scripture. Amen. The secrets of the Scripture and the Word of God. It's amazing. You know what? You can memorize the Bible from cover to cover if you wanted to. Hey, man, just a little bit of trivia. Can somebody tell me, what is the middle chapter of the Bible? Logan, what is it? Psalms 118. Now, how did he know that? Who can tell me what the middle verse of the Bible is? Somebody? Patrick, you tell me. What? Verse 8 of what chapter? Psalms, what chapter of Psalms? 118 verse 8, thank you. How did he know that? I'll tell you, you know a lot when you come on Saturday night. You learn something when you come on a Saturday night. You'll learn what the middle verse of the Bible is. Stuff like that. You can memorize the whole book of all the Bible from cover to cover. Hey man, how many chapters are before 118, Psalms 118, Logan? You didn't listen to that? Patrick, do you know how many chapters are before Psalms 118? That's because I didn't tell you last night. So that's why you don't know. There's still something yet to be discovered, boys. Amen. But when you can know the Bible, you can read the Bible. You can say, well, I know all the verses. You may have it all memorized. But I can tell you this. There are secrets of the Scripture that have not yet been revealed to you. Amen. Because whenever I pick up the Word of God and I begin to read the Bible, amen, it seems like there's a new discovery. Amen. It opens up to me in a whole other way. Amen. As God reveals Himself in the Scripture. Amen, there's the secrets of God. Amen, the secret of the Scripture. Amen, the Bible, it's a great story. Amen, there's people that have read the Bible and they've read it as if it were a novel. There's some that's read the Bible and they've read it as if it was a book of history. Right? There's those that have read the Bible and they've read it in a way that they were going to critique it, to find fault with it. There's those that have taken the Bible and they've retranslated it, rewritten it, and watered it down so that when you read it now, don't sound nothing like the Bible. Right? They got it so polluted and diluted and all the other looted's in there that I'm telling you what, you can't even, when you read the Bible, you can't even tell it. Amen. But when you read the Word of God, amen, there is something to be discovered in the Scripture. Amen. When I read about what God wants to do in my life, amen, when I'm troubled in my heart, amen, and I open up the Bible, amen, a new discovery comes about the love of God. Amen. When I'm troubled in my life and I need God's help and I need God's guidance, amen, I find that there is a secret in the Word of God, amen, that's revealed to me, amen, that gives me direction, that gives me help, amen, gives me an understanding of God, amen, and what God wants to do in my life. Hallelujah. It's in the Scripture. There's secrets, amen, that are to be revealed in the Word of God. I don't know who's read the Bible through the most in this building. Amen. Maybe one of our older saints of God maybe has read it more than any of us. Amen. Because, you know, they've been diligently trying to read it maybe through every year and been faithful at that for all these years of serving the Lord and reading the Word of God. But I believe that the one that has read it the most would stand and tell you tonight, amen, that every time they read the Bible, every time they read the Bible, there is a new discovery. There is a new discovery in the Scripture. Amen. Some secret of the Word of God. Amen. Some secret of the Word of God. Let me tell you. Amen. There is no code about the Bible. You don't have to unlock some code, okay? Amen. There is not some code in the Scripture, but I'll tell you what it is. Amen. The Word of God is alive, and the Word of God speaks to those, amen, that come reading with a hungry heart. Amen. It'll open up the Word of God and show us great discoveries in the Scripture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's secrets of salvation that people don't know about. You know what? You talk to the lost people. Amen. They don't understand. You can try to explain to them your joy. You can try to explain to them how you feel. You can try to explain to them how the clean, pure feeling that you have in your heart and in your life, and they look at you like, you don't know what you're talking about. They get that real perplexed look in their eyes. You know why? Because they have not uncovered the secret of God and the secret of His salvation. Amen. Let me tell you what, the greatest secret about God is the secret of salvation. That's right. We need to tell people about it. We need to share it with them. We need to shout it from the mountaintops about the goodness of God and the mercy of God and all that salvation is. Amen. But listen, the only way you really get to know, amen, the secret of salvation, amen, is when you experience it for yourself.
Amen. When you come close to God, amen, and you open up your heart to the Lord and you say, God, forgive me of my sins. Lord, would you come into my heart? And you begin to repent, and you suddenly, you feel the transformation that begins to take place. Amen. Then suddenly you realize, amen, this is a new discovery. Amen. There's something like I never imagined. Nobody ever explained it to me like this. Amen. It only happens when you experience salvation.
Hallelujah. People can see your joy, amen, but they don't know the secret of your joy, right? People can see the peace in your life, but they don't know the secret of your peace. People can see the smile that's all over your face, but they don't know the secret of the smile. Hallelujah. It only comes when you know salvation and Jesus Christ. Amen. When you go down to an altar, amen, and you begin to call out to the Lord in forgiveness and repenting before God and giving your life to the Lord, amen, a whole new discovery, amen, opens up in your life. Amen. A whole new world, amen, opens up, amen, as you become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. People look on to you and they say, how is it that you don't enjoy doing the things you used to do? How is it that you don't like to partake of the things that you used to like to partake of? Why is it that now you want to act different, look different, talk different? Why do you, I don't understand. What's the big idea? What's the big deal? You know what? They really don't. They don't really understand. So now you're going to church, and now all of a sudden, because you're going to church, now you got to act this way and live this way. And that church has brainwashed you. That's what they say. You're brainwashed. You're brainwashed. No. Amen. They need to know the secret of salvation. Amen. Because the old man has passed away and all things become new. Amen. I'm not what I used to be by the power of God. Amen. I'm a new creature in Jesus Christ. Old things are passed away. Amen. I don't have a desire to go where I used to go. I don't have a desire to do what I used to do. I don't have a hunger for the things of this world any longer. Amen. They are gone. Hallelujah. Man, there's a secret here. There's a secret in salvation. There's a secret in salvation. You need a new discovery. Amen. You can look on and you say, wow. Man, I wished I could get in on that. You can. You can. Amen. It's the big secret. I'll tell you, if the whole world knew what salvation was really all about, they'd be lined up at the door. They'd be banging on the door waiting for it to open every church service. Amen. They'd be lined up if they really knew the secret of salvation. Hallelujah. How can you have so much joy? Amen. I'll tell you, how can I not have joy? When I know that my sins are gone. When I know that I'm washed in the blood. Amen. When I know that I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. How can I not have joy? Why are you always so happy? Amen. I'll tell you what the secret is. Amen. How can I not be happy? Amen. The Lord saved me and delivered me from the sins of my past. How can I not be happy? Amen. What's the secret of the peace that you have in your life? Amen. It's a peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. When God took away the guilt, the shame, and the reproach of sin off my life. Hallelujah. Amen. He put peace in my life, joy in my life, happiness in my life. Amen. That's a secret. Hallelujah. If, I tell you what, if the whole world knew this secret, amen, if they only knew the secret, amen, they would be knocking at the door. We want to discover what this is all about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, it's not just that, but you know, it's the secret. There's a number of secrets. I could just go on and on, but there's just a few I want to share with you tonight. You know, it's the secret of safety. Safety. That's right. I know a lot of you have own your guns and all that, but you know the secret of safety is not in Smith & Wesson. It's not. It's not in Springfield Arms. Right? It's not in Glock or any of the other names that you want to use. Amen. That's not where safety, the secret of safety. Amen. There is a safety in Jesus Christ. There is a safety. You can know security. Amen. That does not come with an alarm system. You can know security, right? That does not come with a police force, with an armed guard, with a big, strong bodyguard like me. Amen. To protect you. What are you laughing about? Amen. You don't need that for security. Amen. But there is a safety that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a secret place. Amen. In the shadow of the Most High. Amen. Where we can find ourselves. Amen. Under the presence of God. Amen. There's a strong tower. Amen. The Bible says the righteous can run into and they are safe. Amen. When the enemy comes against our soul. Amen. There's a security in Jesus Christ. Amen. When the enemy seeks to attack us. Amen. There's security in the arms of God. Amen. That the whole world don't know about. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This morning, Sister Dolly was talking to me. And she had tried to talk to me last Sunday after the service. And she was so emotional when she was talking to me I couldn't understand what she was saying. And I just said, well, Lord bless you, sister. And you know how you do. And she could see in my eyes, I had no idea what she was talking about. She was just so emotional about it. So today she comes back. She had a little more control of her emotions until she started talking about it, and then she started getting emotional again. Yeah. She was telling me, she says, I have had a dream that I was in a box, and I was alive, and I was clawing, trying to get out. She said, and I was tormented by that dream. Wouldn't want to go to sleep at night because of the torment. Now, I've told you, you may go home and dream this. You can imagine the fear and the torment. She said, I was clawing at this box trying to get out. Said, we had that Sunday school lesson on the devil. She said, I went home and I rebuked the devil. She says, you know what? I've not had that dream. It's not come back anymore. Amen. That fear is gone. Amen. I'm sleeping and I'm resting. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it awesome to know the secret of safety in the Lord? Amen. That you can know security in Him. Amen. When the devil comes against you, amen, you can run into the arms of God. Amen. You can find security. Amen. You don't have to buy another gun. You don't have to punch a code in the alarm system. You don't have to call 911. But all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. Amen. And He's there to bring security and safety to your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Fear. Fear. Man, there's so many different phobias and fears that people have. Amen. The devil loves to use fear. Amen. Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. If God don't give us the spirit of fear, do you know where it comes from? Yes, sir. Amen. If it's not from God, it's got to be from the devil. Amen. He likes to torment us with fear of all different types. Amen. Of all different kinds. Amen. Fears upon us. Fears that are never, ever going to happen. We fear the worst in every situation. Right? Amen. Yeah. You fear like, you know, I don't want to go to church. I just feel like if I go to church tonight, you know, the government's going to come in and haul us all off to a concentration camp somewhere. Fearful. Fearful. Man, I don't want to go to the doctor because I know as soon as I go to the doctor and I walk in there, he's going to find something serious wrong with me. And I know that I'm going to be in the hospital for months and months and months. And I'll probably have all kinds of treatments and all this stuff. And fear gets a hold of us. And he loves to torment us with that fear. Amen. Let me tell you a secret. Amen. Amen. When you get close to God, amen, and you find this new discovery, amen, there's a place where you can run from all of your fears. You can hide from all of your fears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a tower the righteous run into and are safe. Amen. Do you know what these towers were? They set these towers up as a defense mechanism all around the land of Israel. They had these towers. And those, when the enemy would come around, amen, all of the locals of that area, they could run into that tower and they could close the gates and they could be safe. And they could stay there until, amen, the king brought the army down and defeated the enemy and delivered them. It was a place where they could run. Amen, can I tell you this? Amen, you need to learn the secret in this walk with God. Amen, a new discovery. When you're tormented by the enemy, when you're tormented by your fear, amen, run into the tower of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you run in, amen, the door closes behind you. Amen. All of your fears may beat on the door. Amen. But you're safe in the arms of God. Amen. It's a great secret for the child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a secret strength that is in Jesus Christ. A secret strength that you can have in the Lord. Right? Because we need strength. We need strength. Here's the discovery, the new discovery about strength. Hey man, this is not some kind of a pill that builds you up and makes you stronger. This is not from the couch to 5K to make you strong and put you in physical condition and to put you in some kind of physical shape. Amen, boys, this is not lifting weights so that you can build bigger muscles. Amen, it wouldn't hurt any of you, but this is not what I'm talking about. All right, amen. But I mean, to work out and to all that, that's not what it is. But I'm talking about a strength, and here's the secret. Amen, people think that you need to get stronger, amen, to gain supernatural strength. But that's not where the secret is. Amen, the new discovery is this. The Bible says, when I am weak. Amen. You need to find your weakness, amen, before you find your strength. Amen. When you find that you are weak, amen, that's when the Bible says, then I am made strong. Amen. You find your strength at the point of your weakness. Hallelujah. You've been trying to do it all on your own. I need a little more power. I need a little more strength. I need a little more strength. I need a little more power. No, what you need to do is you need to discover your weakness. You've been trying to do it all on your own. Amen, but here's the secret. Amen. Don't try to do it on your own. Find your weakness, and that's when you will find strength in God. Amen. When you've exhausted all of your strength, amen, that's when you will find the help of God. Amen. When you have done all that you can do, amen, that's when the strength of the Lord comes upon you. Amen. When you feel like, amen, that you have exhausted yourself. Amen. That is when the Lord steps in. Amen. And God takes control. And God begins to work in your life. Oh, it's a great secret. It's a great secret. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I was reading on the news. Amen. I know way back in the, man, I guess it was in the 70s. Amen, there was that TV show about the $6 million man, the Bionic Man. I think I was in grade school when that thing was on. Okay? Brother Mark, don't laugh at me like that. Amen. Amen. But I was reading in the news where it said that now the $6 million man costs around $750,000 or something like that. It sounds like a bargain. Man, the Bionic Man, now you can get all your bionic arms and legs and get all these all the amenities. I mean, you know, it's not just an arm, it's a powerful arm. You can get all of it, you can become superhuman for just under $1 million. It'll sound like a bad deal. Amen. There might be a coupon in the Advantage paper if you look and get a 10% discount on that. But everybody wants to be made stronger. Everybody wants to be made stronger. I know when you're faced with temptation, you want to be stronger. I know when you're attacked by the enemy, you want to be stronger. But I'll tell you where you find strength. Here's the secret. It's in your weakness. It's in your weakness. When you turn it over to God. Hallelujah. What new discovery have you made in the Lord today? Amen. What have you discovered about his salvation? Amen. About the word of God, about the scripture. Maybe it's in his safety and the strength of God. Amen. But there are so many secrets for you today. You say, well, Brother David, how am I going to make these new discoveries? I'll tell you how most discoveries are made. They are made when somebody is faced with a challenge. That's right. It's when we had a challenge. How are we going to get to the moon? That man began to try to make new discoveries. And he discovered all and everything that he would need in order to reach the moon. When somebody says, how are we going to cure this disease? Then men begin to put all their knowledge together. And they begin to work in order to make a new discovery to cure that disease or that sickness, to fix that problem. Amen. And I believe it's when you are faced with challenges in your walk with God that you will make a new discovery in the Lord. Amen. Some of you, you've heard people testify about healing. But until you go through a sickness, amen, you'll not know about that discovery. Amen. But you've heard people talk about faith. And maybe you've tested faith here or there. Amen. But you've never had to really put faith to the test yet. Amen. But when you make a discovery, how wonderful the faith of God is and how true it is about the faith of God and how much power is in the faith of God. Some of you have never discovered the power and the strength that's in the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit. You've heard people testify about the Holy Ghost. You've heard people testify about the power of God working through them. But you've never been there. But some challenge will come along in your life. Amen. That will cause you to find, amen, a greater power than you've ever known. A greater anointing than you've ever known in your life. Amen. And you'll come across a new discovery. A new discovery. Amen. I find it on a regular basis now in my life. Amen. I find that no matter how long you've been doing this and working for the Lord or living for God, amen, there's secrets to be revealed about God. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a new discovery. A new discovery. Amen. Maybe tonight you're faced with some challenge in your life. Some challenge and you don't know which direction to go. You don't know what the answer is. You're faced with a challenge in your life right now. Maybe you're faced with a challenge in your family. Maybe you're faced with a challenge in your own home. Maybe you're faced with a challenge in your own physical body. Maybe it's because you're facing something that is great in your life right now. Can I encourage you, amen, to let you know that it's in those times of challenges, amen, that I have found the greatest discoveries about the Lord Jesus. Amen. I have come across some new secret, amen, that strengthened me, that gave me an answer, amen, that gave me direction. Hallelujah. 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 Would you bow your head with us tonight? Dear Jesus, we love you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have for us, what's in store for your children. God, what you want to do in our life today. I ask you, Lord God, that you would help each and every one. God, as we face the challenges in our walk with you, God, that you would help us to make those new discoveries. God, to learn more about you, more about the word, more about our salvation. Oh, God, the great secrets, Lord, that are to be revealed to your children. God, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Church, would you come with me to this altar tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.